Milwaukee's homeless shelters have been busy during our Arctic blast. They've pulled as many people as possible out of the bitter cold. WUWM visited one emergency shelter and learned it does not expect a let up, even as the weather improves. One Milwaukee shelter that's been full is Guest House on the Near West Side. It serves single men and is nearly always at capacity with 86 per night. Lately, though, both the shelter and its overflow space, which sleeps up to 20 more men, have been full. A 46-year-old calling himself Tony Lee showed up at the door last week, and he wasn't the only one.
My first day I showed up, this one guy was literally crying to get in. You know, I was about ready to give him my spot if he didn't get in, you know. But lucky he got in.
Lee says until now he's avoided living outside by staying with family and friends. James Scott has been staying at Guest House for about a month and a half, but he says in the past he did live outdoors during bitterly cold weather. The 51-year-old says experience taught him how to survive.
I know the places that I can go eat. I know the places I can go take a shower. I know places I can go get clothing and so on and so forth. You know, so by me knowing this, having this information, it wasn't so hard on myself like it is on other people's.
Scott says he knows some who are skeptical of what shelters offer.
I think by the Guest House allowing some of those people to come in because of the cold, that some of them people would think different from what they usually think. You know, there is some hope. We do got people who care and people who will help us.
Some who've been reluctant to ask for help do change their minds. Cindy Cranbuehl works to accommodate those who have come in out of the cold. She is executive director of Guest House and says it's been bustling.
We have a very small kitchen, and that adds up when you're feeding, you know, over 100 people a day, three times a day.
Cranbuehl was touched by a contribution that arrived Tuesday. She pulls a $50 gift card out of her pocket. A family sent it, along with a note written by a small child saying the gift card is meant to be spent at the grocery store.
It says, "I hope you like the food. I know it's past Christmas, but Merry Christmas anyways."
Donations have been helping Guest House keep up with other necessities as well.
An anonymous donor gave us a cash donation to go out and get new winter coats. So far we've gotten about 40 in, and we got a little more shopping to do, so we hope to bring in another 20. And we've been handing those out to the gentlemen as fast as we get them.
Cranbuehl says since the brutal cold moved in, phones have been ringing with offers of help. She calls the response the positive side of our dangerous weather. It might sound counterintuitive, but the demand at Guest House and other shelters actually could rise in the next few days, along with the mercury. Shelter operators say that's because the shelter population often is artificially low over the holidays as family and friends open up their homes. But now that the holidays and bitter temperatures have passed, more homeless people may be asked to leave. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.